Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And we're talking about mysteries of nature today. Some interesting things about why nature is why it is. And sometimes it's hard to say why nature is why it is.
Like, yeah.
Okay, Venus flytraps eat flies, and they seem to do well out of that. But why do so few other plants eat flies? Why is it only one type of plant?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And there are a lot of strange plants, you know?
Yeah, like that corpse flower that smells like a dead body.
I know.
That's just an odd one.
That's a crazy one. We're going to be talking about hexagons, which is a type of a shape.
Yeah.
You know, you learn rectangles and circles and triangles, squares. But do you know what a hexagon is?
It has six sides.
Yeah.
There you go. Hexagons have six sides. And nature seems to love them. Hence the title of our article, Nature's Love of Hexagons.
Hmm.
So let's have a read through it and find out why nature loves this shape so much.
Honeycombs are a marvel of the natural world. Each of their prism-shaped cells is carefully crafted to uniform length, which prevents honey from pouring out. This architectural achievement is an amazing feat, considering that honeycombs are built by swarms of bees, not engineers. It also poses the question of how these simple insects know to construct their storage sites using a hexagonal shape. The riddle of why bees build with hexagons has perplexed humans for ages. Ancient Greek philosophers commented that it seemed as if bees had been blessed with his wisdom by the gods. Even the famed naturalist Charles Darwin was amazed by bees' ingenuity. In geometrical terms, hexagons make perfect sense. There are only three regular shapes that allow cells to completely fit on a flat plane: squares, equilateral triangles, and hexagons. However, hexagons are the most efficient and economical solution, saving the bees' wax and preserving their energy. Bees aren't alone in their preference for hexagons, though, as the six-sided shape frequently appears in nature. For instance, if you blow soap bubbles on the surface of water, the bubbles will spontaneously rearrange themselves in a hexagonal pattern. This pattern allows bubbles to remain balanced and mechanically stable on the water's surface. Flies' compound eyes are another example. When viewed under a microscope, the lenses of their compound eyes are also constructed in a shape similar to a hexagon. Furthermore, the cells in each individual lens are arranged in clusters that are nearly identical to soap bubbles. Although we may not fully understand why nature prefers hexagons, their existence suggests that there is inherent creativity in the laws of the universe that we can emulate.
Hi guys, welcome back. So that is our article about the appearances of hexagons. Notice how I, as a British person, pronounce that word slightly differently. I say hexagon.
Hexagon, and I say hexagon.
There we go.
Yeah.
Maybe yours have already left. Okay, so it starts off and says, honeycombs are a marvel of the natural world.
Mm.
So honeycombs are what bees make, basically. Mm. It's the way they kind of produce their honey. And they are a marvel of the natural world. They're really interesting. They're cool. It's something that people really like to go and pay attention to and have a look at and study, as well as just get the honey. It's just like, wow, look at these bees, these kind of simple insects, and look at the cool things they can build and do. So that's why we say it is a marvel.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, my dad had bees when he was younger, and I think that's a little insane myself, but I think they're beautiful. I think the honeycombs are really beautiful. And if you ever get to eat honey out of a honeycomb...
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
It's amazing. Yeah, so the next part of the article says, each of their prism-shaped cells is carefully crafted to uniform length, which prevents honey from pouring out. Yeah, it is amazing because some of the honeycombs seem to be standing.
Yeah.
You know, in
the
hive.
Vertical.
Yeah, they're vertical. And yet the honey does not fall out, which is really kind of cool. A prism is a shape, and I could explain it.
It's an interesting one. Yeah, you really need a picture for this, but it's basically a 3D shape that has identical ends And the identical ends are also straight line shapes.
Yeah.
And the sides of this 3D shape are parallel to one another.
Yeah, so it's a very complicated definition, but what you need to do is just look at a picture.
Yeah, so if you Google prism on Google Images, you will see what we mean. But
because
think of
even
a 3D hexagons.
Yeah, even I, listening to that definition, couldn't draw what you just said.
No, I mean, I could draw one. But
oh, very good.
Even if you think of something almost like a long tube, but with straight sides instead of circular sides.
Okay.
Then like a hexagonal end instead of a circle. Circular.
Getting
end.
Confusing.
Yeah, look at a picture. Much easier. But anyway, the cells of the honeycomb, each individual one, is prism-shaped. It's carefully crafted, so it's made very carefully.
Mm.
It's got a uniform length, which means they're all the same length. There's not one longer than the others, or they're not all different lengths. They're uniform, which means the same. And the way that this is all built stops the honey from pouring out.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, and that it's just a fascinating thing to even look at. I remember looking at a vertical honeycomb thinking, how does the honey stay in there? But it doesn't come out. It's an architectural achievement that's called an amazing feat. Architecture has to do with the design of buildings. So here it's just the design of the honeycomb is said to be an amazing feat. Feet here doesn't refer to the two things that we walk on. With, you know, that are attached to our legs. It's F-E-A-T, and a feat means a pretty amazing, I don't know, a physical feat usually refers to something like gymnastics.
Yeah.
Or something that's difficult to achieve. So it's pretty difficult to achieve these perfectly uniform honeycombs.
Yeah, especially, as the article says, considering that honeycombs are built by swarms of bees.
I know.
Not engineers. You know,
right.
We're not talking people with degrees. And
they don't have rulers.
It. Yeah, who've got no equipment. They're just swarms of bees. Now,
amazing.
A swarm is a huge amount of, usually, insects all together. It's one of these words we use to describe large numbers of animals. Bees come in swarms, so do most other insects. We say swarms of flies or wasps, locusts. We could even say swarms of cockroaches, which would be very unpleasant.
Ugh, yeah. But sometimes authors, people who write, will actually take swarm and use it with people.
Yes.
Just to make a point.
There were swarms of people in Shinbeto looking for Pokemon.
Yeah, I saw that news story. Yeah, it was crazy. So these are swarms of bees that are producing this amazing feat. It also poses the question. If you pose a question, guys, it just means you ask the question, right? You pose a question. And the question posed is how these simple insects know to construct their storage sites using this shape. Who told them?
Yeah, who said, use a hexagon, guys?
Yeah, don't use a circle or a square.
Yeah.
Use a hexagon.
Did some really smart bee come up with this idea? Say, come on, guys, this is what we're doing. I've just had a brainwave.
Yeah.
Use a hexagonal shape. Hexagonal is just the adjective for hexagon, basically.
Yeah, kind of like an Albert Einstein bee who came up with it.
It's like, I've got it. Eureka.
Yes.
This is what we're going to do. Follow me, guys.
And if you construct, it just means you build something. Now, the next paragraph starts with the riddle or the puzzle of why bees build with hexagons has perplexed humans for ages. If you're perplexed, you're really stumped. You really don't understand something. You're puzzled. You don't know how this works or why this is happening. Has perplexed. You could also put puzzled humans.
Confused
yeah. humans forever.
Bewildered and
yeah,
so on.
Yeah, bewildered is also a good word, yeah.
Okay, so we just don't know why, and we've always thought about it ever since we looked at honeycombs. Why this shape?
Mm.
You know, and considering humans have probably failed to build lots of buildings, how can bees get it right first time? And we just don't. Why do we have to learn? Well, ancient Greek philosophers, the people who thought about why life is the way it is, they commented, they remarked, or they noted, maybe they wrote it down, that it seemed as if bees had been blessed with this wisdom by the gods. So they're saying, well, this is what it looks like to us. It's like some god came and told the bees, this is how you do it, because it's so amazing it seems impossible that they came up with it by itself. Therefore, it must have been a gift from the gods.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Now, even the famed naturalist Charles Darwin, who's very famous for coming up with the theory that the fittest shall survive,
yes.
Right? Evolution means that those animals or
they adapt
people,
to their surroundings.
Plants, yeah, those that can stay alive in their surroundings, they'll continue to remain.
Yeah.
Those
and
that
they
can't
will change
will
to become
yeah.
more suited.
Yeah.
So he understood that animals will change to make things work.
I wish I could change to be more suited to the humidity
yes.
in Taiwan. Yeah.
Well, we're not evolving as quickly. But even
no.
Charles Darwin, who understood how animals change to suit their surroundings, was amazed by bees' ingenuity. Now, ingenuity is just a state of being clever and inventive and original and coming up with these ideas. The adjective version is ingenious. We say, oh, that's an ingenious idea, something
smart.
Like that. Yeah, it really really good. So he was amazed by how clever these bees were in being able to just use hexagons.
Mm-hmm. So in geometrical terms, geometrics refers to shapes, guys. So in terms of shapes, you could say, hexagons make perfect sense. Why do they make perfect sense? Well, there are only three regular shapes that allow cells to completely fit on a flat plane. A flat plane means just a flat surface, right? So picture a flat table, for example.
Yes.
There are only three shapes that actually can just fit flatly.
Exactly together.
Yeah.
With leaving no spaces
no
between
spaces,
them.
Right. And those shapes are?
Squares. Makes sense, yes. Like a set of squared paper, there'd be no spaces between the squares.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Equilateral triangles.
Yes.
Which means all the sides of the triangle are equal.
And have the same angle.
Right.
Yeah.
And hexagons.
Yeah. Now, triangles make sense because if you put two equilateral triangles together, it makes a square. So that
true.
Makes sense as well. So squares and triangles make sense. But hexagons is a more interesting
so
one.
Weird, yeah.
So they fit and you can fit them all together,
huh.
a big block of hexagons, and there'd be no gaps between the hexagons.
Which, if you've seen a hive and seen honeycomb,
is exactly how
they fit
do
together
it.
Perfectly.
Yeah, the article says it's the most efficient and economical solution,
huh.
okay, because it saves the bees wax, okay, so the more, if you think of shapes and how they fit together, if you've got hexagons, a lot of the walls are going to be shared between the hexagons, so, and in fact, you could build five hexagons, and the sixth one would be automatically built, because it would be in the middle.
Oh, wow.
If you think about it, or six
you've
and the seventh one.
You've thought about this, yeah.
You just have to put it in your, that's why it saves them wax, because by building some, they build others almost like for free.
Exactly.
So they use
five
less,
and you get the
and the sixth one in
free.
The middle, because you've already built the walls. So
yeah.
That's why it saves them wax. That's
that
why
sense.
It's economical, which means it kind of saves energy, saves
energy,
effort,
money,
saves resources.
Their money, yeah, because
yeah.
the bees want to save their money.
Exactly. And it preserves their energy. Again, preserve is just like saying save, okay? It stops them having to use it. It keeps it for later. So they save energy, they save wax, they save resources. It's just the smartest way to build a big structure with the least amount of effort and energy and resources being used.
Some other things that we preserve, guys, would include famous historic houses or places that people want to remember because they were important in history. So you want to preserve them, take care of them so that they last. Also, when I was growing up, my grandma and grandpa had a farm and a huge garden on the farm, and we would harvest the corn and the tomatoes and the cucumbers, and then we would make preserves.
Oh, like a jam.
Means, yeah, you cut them, you cook them, and you put them in bottles, and you can eat them a year later. So those are preserves. So it's kind of cool that these hexagons actually help the bees. We're going to take a quick break here, guys. Listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to finish up.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们来看一下今天呢，在文章第一段的第二个句子提到 ，Each of their prism-shaped cells is carefully crafted to uniform length. which prevents honey from pouring out. 在这里当然是用来述说蜂巢。蜂巢的每一间棂柱形的巢室呢，都是用相同的长度所精心制成的。这里有几个字，我们先来看到 prism， 在这里是指着棂柱体的意思，而 craft 当作动词，则是特别指精巧的制作。而在这里再补充说明前面句子的内容，这么一来的设计呢，蜂蜜就不会溢出来了。搭配这个句子，我们可以延续第一题，选择是 sentence D。 在 D 选项里面提到 This architectural achievement is an amazing feat considering that honeycombs are built by swarms of bees, not engineers。 因为前面一句提到他们是精巧的制作，而且六角形又棂柱体相同的长度，可说啊是一个非常伟大在建筑上面的成就，所以第一题就选择 D 选项。这样子的 architectural achievement 可以说是令人惊讶的一种功绩伟业，因为你要想到呢，这些 honeycombs 这些蜂巢并不是工程师，而是由一群一群的蜜蜂所建造而成的。第一段的后面呢，就提到了，其实大家都在思考这些简单的昆虫是怎么知道的。 How these simple insects know how to construct their storage sites， 到底是怎么样来知道可以建造这种六角形的这样子的蜂巢储藏室呢？延续这样的文意，第二题就可以选择 F 选项。Sentence F 提到 The riddle of why bees built with hexagons has perplexed humans for ages。 那么就来回应到底它是怎么知道的，所以第二段第一句就告诉你这些呢，这样子的谜题谜语 riddle 其实已经困扰人类许久了。所以第二题搭配前面的句子就选择 F 选项。后面就回应他，当时呢希腊的哲学家就评论是应该是众神赋予了蜜蜂这样子的智慧。第三个空格，前面的句子提到 In geometrical terms, hexagons make perfect sense。其实如果从几何学的角度来看，六角形是非常的合情合理。为什么会提到这样子呢？然后后面的句子又提到 However, hexagons are the most efficient and economical solution。 然而啊，六角形可以说是最有效又最节省的一种解决方案。到底是为什么用到最高级呢？第三题我们可以选择 A 选项。Sentence A 里面提到 There are only three regular shapes that allow cells to completely fit on a flat plane. Squares, equilateral triangles, and hexagons. 在这里提到呢，只有三种的形状呢，可以让巢室完全的密合在平面上。这三种形状分别是正方形、等边三角形跟六角形，所以后面才会出现最高级。然而啊，六角形是最有效率又最节省的一种解决方案。所以根据前后文，第三题的标准答案就选择 A 选项。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi everyone, welcome back. We're talking about hexagons and why bees have picked hexagons to make their honeycombs.
Yeah.
And we're not sure exactly why, but we know that it's basically because they can build these structures and use less energy and less resources to do so. But bees aren't alone in their preference for hexagons though. They're not the only animal or thing in nature that likes hexagons. The six-sided shape frequently appears in nature, so let's look at a few more examples of where we can find it.
Sure. So we've got, we've established we've got bees. Mm-hmm. They have a preference, a liking. If you have a preference for something, that means that's what you would like over something else. If you had two options, you'd pick that one. They have a preference for hexagons, but guess what? These hexagons also appear if you blow soap bubbles, which are pretty popular here in Taiwan. Actually, they're popular in America, too.
Yeah.
Lots of kids get into those.
Yeah, UK as well.
But I see soap bubbles being blown over when I'm by Taipei 101 or by the Sun Yat-sen Memorial. Yeah, I see bubbles being blown. Well, if you blow bubbles on the surface of water, what happens? Well, the bubbles will spontaneously, which means they just do it without any plan or thought in advance. It just happens,
right? They just do it by themselves.
Yeah. They rearrange themselves in a hexagonal pattern, which is so amazing.
That is interesting.
I've never noticed this, but I'm going to look next time.
Okay. Now, you might think, well, that's just a fluke. That's just an accident.
No.
But no. This pattern, because we've already established about the strength of these structures and how they fit together well, this allows bubbles to remain balanced and mechanically stable on the water's surface. So it means they won't sink into the water, they won't burst, they won't fall apart and go their own separate ways.
Yeah.
They will be stable. Something that is stable is not likely to give way, it's not likely to overturn or change or fail in any way. So these are mechanically stable, which means the walls are going to stay in the same place. They're not going to get bigger or smaller, or in the case of bubbles, they're not going to burst. They're going to stay on the water, not be affected by the water, and just keep floating along. And this structure of hexagonal patterns allows them to do it because it's got a lot of internal strength.
It's amazing. Now, we're going to move on to flies. Flies kind of creep me out, gross me out, because of the movie The Fly, where the man turns into a fly, so I still don't like flies. I don't like to talk about them. They're creepy.
Oh, well, here we go.
Yeah, they have compound eyes.
Yes.
So if you have compound eyes or anything that's compound, it's a mixture of two things, right? So their compound eyes are an example of hexagons. Let's see how this works. Well, if you look at one of these little creepy flies under a microscope is that instrument scientists use to enlarge or magnify something. If you put it under the glass, it will make something look much bigger. So if you look under a microscope, the lenses of their eyes, we all have lenses in our eyes. And if you look at their eyes using a microscope, of course, because they're tiny, you need them to be larger, you can see that they're also constructed or built in a shape similar to a hexagon. Now, Pat, I know that you are a scientist, and you've looked at a lot of flies.
Yeah.
Did you ever notice this?
Because fruit flies are one of those things that are good to examine. They're like the genetic engineer's ultimate tool, because they've got very simple, easy to understand DNA, so we can do a lot with them.
Wow.
But they have multiple eyes, lots and lots of eyes. That's what we mean by compound eyes. Most insects do have multiple eyes like that. Spiders as well, they have these big groups of eyes. I'm disgusting Stephanie here just for the fun of it.
Yuck.
Well, the lenses are also in the shapes like hexagons. A lens is the part of the eye that changes shape in order to help us focus and see things at different distances. It kind of pulls the holes in our eyes open or more tightly in order to let in different amounts of light or focus on things at different distances. So that's why all eyes have a lens. So multiple lenses in eyes that have, like, or groups of eyes of about six. Now, it's not only that for the eyes. It's not just the lenses. It's, the article says, furthermore, the cells in each individual lens, so each lens has small cells, like all the body things do. It's made up of cells. And these cells are arranged in clusters or groups that are nearly identical to soap bubbles, which we talked about just a moment ago. So again, they're forming this hexagonal pattern because it's this very strong, very stable structure that is easy for the cells to form without using too much energy, too many resources.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I mean, it's making me think that we should build our houses in hexagonal shapes. I mean,
yeah.
It's going to save on bricks. It's going to save on building time. All our buildings are almost always four sides, aren't they?
It's true.
Why don't we live in hexagonal buildings?
I don't know, because they look wacky. They look a little crazy.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to build one.
You do what? You do it. Okay. So, moving on to the last paragraph, it says, although we may not fully understand why nature prefers these shapes called hexagons, their existence suggests that there is inherent creativity in the laws of the universe that we can emulate or copy or mimic. Now, existence just refers to the fact that something exists or lives. It's living.
It's present,
here.
Yes.
It's there. So if you talk about something's existence, it just means it's present. I think
yeah.
That's a good way to say it. It suggests, though, that there is inherent creativity in our universe, which I've always known that.
Mm-hmm.
But if something's inherent, guys, it means it's an essential characteristic of something. It's part of it. It's essential. It's
yeah,
permanent.
You can't really do without it sort
yeah.
of thing. It's just there. It wasn't put there by somebody. It wasn't added later. It's just a part of it as it goes. And
uh-huh.
Here we're talking about the creativity in the universe, the way to be smart, be clever with what you've got, do interesting or unusual things and kind of think in cool ways of, okay, this is what I've got. What's the most creative, interesting, and efficient way to use them?
Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot of creative people, but our universe and nature is creative too, if you take a look. I think that's what this last paragraph is trying to say.
It's kind of like the universe figuring out what's the best way to build all these structures, whether it's in plants or animals
yeah.
or soap, that'll make them last for longer.
And you think it's weird because we're supposed, people, human beings, are supposed to be the ones with the big brains, right? But if you look around, nature's pretty smart too.
Yeah, it's got things figured out. And
yeah.
we should try and emulate that. To emulate is to match something and often to improve on it, to take what somebody else has done and go, okay, that's there. What can we do with that same kind of rule? And how can we make it slightly better? So that's what I mean about building a hexagonal house. I'm going to emulate nature.
Okay.
And just go out there and build me a hexagonal house to live in.
Cool.
It's going to be super strong. It's going to be stable. It's going to be great.
You got to invite me over.
I will do. We'll have honey.
Cool. Now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
在第三段，在这里的句子里面看到了许多在大自然当中可以看到的六角形状有哪些？所以第四题我们可以选择 B 选项。Sentence B 里面提到 ，Bees aren't alone in their preference for hexagons, though, as the six-sided shape frequently appears in nature. 其实后面句子就提到了在大自然当中常见的一些六角形状，所以告诉你，蜜蜂并不是特别喜欢六角形的唯一的生物哦。所以搭配后面的文意，第四题标准答案就选择 B。后面提到了泡泡的形状。第五个空格，前面的句子提到 ，When viewed under a microscope, the lenses of their compound eyes are also constructed in a shape similar to a hexagon.苍蝇的复眼呢有什么特别？就是当你在显微镜下仔细的去观察它的复眼的时候，你会发现它的晶体，也就是这里提到的 lenses， 指的是眼球的晶体，也是以一种类似六角形的形状所建构而成的。而延续这样的文意，第五题我们就可以选择一选项。Sentence E 提到 ，Furthermore, the cells in each individual lens are arranged in clusters that are nearly identical to soap bubbles. 有没有注意到同样的字 lens？ 如果你去仔细看里面每一个单独的这样的晶体呢，你会发现它的细胞是以一簇一簇的排列。Clusters， 而这样的排列方式就跟肥皂泡泡几乎是一模一样的，所以搭配前面的文章，第五题的标准答案我们就选择一选项。OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Okay, guys, I hope you've enjoyed our little talk about nature and its obsession with hexagons.
Yeah,
it's an interesting idea.
I know.
It's got us thinking a bit. So try drawing some shapes and see which ones fit together. Try getting a few like crazy Lego blocks and seeing what kind
good
of structures
idea
you can build. Because for this sort of thing, it's best to really use your hands to figure it out.
Yeah, to actually make shapes yourself.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's all we've got time for today. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon. For English Digest, I'm Pat.
I'm Stephanie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.